Hi, I'm Charlie, and welcome to a very special holiday edition of Stereo Hysteria. Tis the season for Christmas music, and while there are plenty of great Yuletide songs out there in the world, usually the tracks which soundtrack public places and radio stations around the end of the year tend to skew over-familiar, maudlin, and tacky. As a result, a lot of people say they hate Christmas music, and for understandable reasons. But over the past several years of interviewing artists for this podcast, I've talked to plenty of musicians who have found ways of making fresh, memorable holiday songs that are a pleasure to listen to. And over the next hour, we'll be hearing a generous selection of Christmas music, both sublime and ridiculous. In the background, we're hearing Doug Gillard, our Artist of the Month from June 2017, with a lovely guitar version of Christmas Time Is Here, a Vince Guaraldi composition originally written for the TV special A Charlie Brown Christmas, which Doug uploaded to his SoundCloud page last December. And we'll begin our first set of songs with XTC, and a song featuring bass and vocal work by our Artist of the Month from this past September, Colin Moulding. Originally released as a single on Virgin Records in 1983 under the pseudonym The Three Wise Men, this is Thanks for Christmas.
Thank you. Let's have fun a night. Just say, hey, Rose, the world.
Big deal now. He soups up his lid, waiting for that night.
Alex White of our July 2013 Artists of the Month, White Mystery, with Jingle Bell Roll, a track they released online in December 2014, preceded by The Untamed Youth, with Santa's Gonna Shut Him Down, a song written and sung by our April 2015 Artist of the Month, Deke Dickerson, released by Norton Records as a 7-inch single in 1989, and R. Stevie Moore, with a new wave rendition of Joy to the World from Sheetrock, a 1978 release from the R. Stevie Moore Cassette Club. Up next, we'll hear Michael Carpenter, our Artist of the Month back in November 2015, with a Christmas single that he released on his Bandcamp page back in 2011, called Wake Me Up When It's Christmas Time.
So tired of working all week, nobody seems to notice. Feel lazy, it's too hard to speak, I just can't seem to focus on the
I'll be fine. Fall in love with you.
Artist of the month from November of this year, Anton Barbeau, with Xmas Song, from a 2001 Odds and Sods collection called The Golden Boot, Anthology Volume 2. And the singles are May 2014 Artist of the Month, with Baby It's Christmas, an out-of-print 2003 single, which the song's writer, Vince Frederick, kindly supplied for Stereo Hysteria. Up next, we'll hear from Shoes, our July 2015 Artists of the Month, whose record label Black Vinyl Records released a splendid compilation of power pop Christmas songs called Yule Tunes back in 1991, from which we'll hear their contribution, a song called This Christmas.
Things will get better. Doesn't seem like it now, but they always do. I hope you find yourself someone this Christmas. Your heart is a river. Carries you up as it takes you down. I hope you find yourself someone this Christmas. How often we're lonely, in need of a place to leave the pain. When Christmas surrounds us, we see the snow. Gets thrown away. I hope you find yourself someone this Christmas. How often we're lonely, in need of a place to leave the pain. We're anxious for Christmas, but without love is not the same. Hey,
Christmas, boy, your time is near. It's your favorite time of year. Cold night, starlight shimmering, sounds of laughter, bells that ring, decorations glittering.
Following a
this Christmas day. The next thing that I know, I'm dashing through the snow. The crazy old angel said, let's pretend you're dead. Let me teach you something here today. I promise to get you home for Christmas Day.
Phil Angotti, our Artist of the Month for March 2016, with Getting Home for Christmas, from 2002's Hi-Fi Christmas Party Volume 1, a compilation of holiday tunes by power pop artists in benefit of the Blood Center in Milwaukee. We also heard Mimi Batinas of Pez Band, our Artist of the Month from this past July, with A Christmas Song, a single released in 2011, and The Sponge Tones, our June 2013 Artist of the Month, with Christmas Boy, a song which first appeared on a 1996 compilation called Cool Yule. We'll carry on with John Langford, our April 2014 Artist of the Month, with a track that appeared on last year's Bloodshot Records' 13 Days of Christmas, a track recorded with his Welsh group, the Men of Gwent, called Christmas Carol, Christmas Ray.
Bells are ringing to the cold. Old pagans knocking on the door. My nostril finger will succeed. No church for me, I have a nosebleed. Christmas morning, Christmas nights, Christmas tree and Christmas lights. Merry Christmas, world at war. Spill my brandy on the floor. Light the pudding, beat the drum. Down the chimney something comes. Christmas Eve and Boxing Day, Christmas Carol, Christmas Ray. Reverend Ellis Evans said to me, it's a lovely story, don't you see? That's all it is. Party seven in a Malka's tub. Says in the August someone robbed the Christmas club. Gravy skin and fat and peas for those in peril on cities. red faces tiptoe landing creeks. A myth dispelled by electricity. Pillowcase and woolly sock. Empty, lost and all but forgot. Christmas Hilda, Christmas Bill, Christmas Clive and Christmas Jill. Christmas now and Christmas still.
Yeah, that would be great. in suburbia, where the sodium lights are golden in the rain. On the plastic and the chrome of the people going home, they will jingle jangle by electric candlelight Christmas time.
The dark days down to Christmas pour like horses at an earthen floor when all the ghosts of autumn pass away. And ragged squads of starlings fight in firethorn trees in fading light for orange berries brighter than the day. The dark days down to Christmas slip as convicts from a prison ship down moonlit ropes and hawsers one by one, and past the quayside through the lanes with winter dragging on their chains, peer into windows envious of the sun. The dark days down to Christmas creep as wolves around a pen of sheep when people turn their collars up and sigh. A convalescent crescent moon comes drifting out mid-afternoon to bid an old arthritic year goodbye. And down the drain these dark days spin as kindling wood and paraffin and sacks of coal and logs are fed into a spider-haunted shed, the garden tools with cobweb tines and skeins of string on withered vines are vestiges left hanging on as evidence of summer gone. The dark days down to Christmas call in echoes to a flagstoned hall. Too early for the feast, they stay a while. But each, an uninvited guest, is dirty, cold, and underdressed, and slips away unmissed in single file. The dark days down to Christmas wait like cinders cricking in a grate before the fire is raked, reset, and lit. And cheerless in their unmade bed, glow only very faintly red, but give no hint of heat in spite of it. And yet, with each dark day complete, lighter and brighter grows the street, as frantic in the pubs and shops, the work speeds up, for soon it stops. And in a lull between the two, the last day having much to do, though up till now no time for thought, allows a warming glass of port. And having set an hour free before the lights go on for tea, as ingots of old sunlight pierce the gloom, a ghost parade of days appears, with paler days from other years, who reminisce in whispers round the room. The last day down to Christmas ends, excusing all his sullen friends, who slave until December 23rd, cut mistletoe, deliver parcels, light the cottages like castles, scribble cards and hardly say a word. Then having done their tasks, they drift as workers from a graveyard shift, the moment that each day has lost its light. Till wistfully the last one goes, ignites a candle, leaves a rose, and slips out softly to the frosty night.
Martin Newell, our February 2015 Artist of the Month, reading his poem, The Dark Days Down to Christmas, preceded by his band, The Cleaners from Venus, with Christmas in Suburbia, one of my favorite seasonal songs by anyone, from their 1990 album, Number 13. And we also heard Kleenex Girl Wonder, our March 2013 Artist of the Month, with Maybe This Christmas, a song commissioned by Time Out New York back in 2008. We'll carry on with Hustlonia, the very first artist I interviewed for this podcast back in February 2013, with a song from a seasonal series of singles released in 2008 called Welcome Home Winter, a song called That Empty Holiday Feeling.
At your expense, temporary deliverance, I've done all the things that one's supposed to do. But all roads lead to this, and expectations have been set. Yeah, I've been twice as drunk and half as hungover. Called all the nurses dumb bitches.
next to a baby allergic to something. His mother wore too much perfume. All together on Christmas Eve in the emergency room. A small string of lights hung on lifeless on a bulletin board. Where you urge to get flu shots, a small gift for have-nots who come for what they can't afford. Or maybe to worship the Lord. Just like the woman who slit both her wrists, the attendant who stayed by her side, holding what was left of her hand till the moment she died. Then she sang, "Jesus knows us, and that's why he chose us to gather together 'neath this silver moon to spend a lovely Christmas in the emergency room. To gather together 'neath this December moon to spend a lovely Christmas in the emergency room."
Keep telling me over and over. let me take you down. This Christmas day, back to see my auntie, sweet Amanda Jane, in the miner's meadow. 1923, all the world was hushed, and the snow fell deep. Couldn't find a doctor who could make his way, so the mother cried and the father prayed for that blessed night. When the Christ child came, there was another born who the winter claimed, who wouldn't make a picture, couldn't play a game, wouldn't kiss a boy, wouldn't learn a name, I'd never take her place in my gallery, standing with my daddy next to his daddy. And so we lay our roses each Christmas day on the tiny grave of Amanda Jane.
Future Clouds and Radar, a project helmed by Robert Harrison of our February Artists of the Month Cotton Mather, with a haunting song called Christmas Day 1923, from their 2007 self-titled debut album. We also heard The Posies with Christmas, a cover of a song by a Boston band called Fuzzy, sung by our April 2016 Artist of the Month Ken Stringfellow, and originally released on the 1996 Geffen Records compilation Just Say Noel, and Frank Bango, our February 2014 Artist of the Month, with Holiday Episode, a single released in 2015. And that's all the time we have for this week's episode. Thanks so much for joining me for this last episode of another great year of Stereo Hysteria. And my apologies to all of the Artists of the Month we didn't get to hear from on this episode, either because you haven't made any holiday music, or because I just haven't heard any of it. Either way, I'm grateful to all of the artists who have graciously offered their time to speak with me for the show, and to everyone who tunes in. And if there are any episodes that you haven't heard yet, I'm delighted to announce that right now, all 300-plus past episodes of Stereo Hysteria can now be streamed for free by heading over to mixcloud.com/stereo_hysteria. And be sure to tune in again early next year when I'll be playing my picks for the best music released in 2018. This is Charlie, wishing you a Happy New Year, and signing off.